House Speaker Dennis Hastert says he intends to take up a patient's bill of rights next week. A vote was postponed this week by House leaders for fear of a Republican defeat. Hastert says he wants a bill that President Bush will sign. The president was on Capitol Hill yesterday lobbying the undecided. Lawmakers in the House are divided over which version to pass. One measure, introduced by Republican Congressman Greg Gansky of Iowa, gives patients plenty of leeway to sue their health care providers. The White House has threatened a veto if that bill passes. Another measure, introduced by Republican Congressman Ernie Fletcher of Kentucky, places more restrictions on a patient's freedom to sue a health care provider. Joining me are the authors of the two bills, Congressman Gansky and Fletcher. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Both of you are doctors and both Republicans. You both want President Bush to succeed. Congressman Gansky, why can't you compromise and get a patient bill of rights passed?
Well, you know, Bob, I just first have to say this. My wife has listened to your program every day for 20 years, and since she's back home, I'm going to say hi.
Well, I will, too.
Look, we're down to the point where you actually have to read the bill. And unfortunately, Ernie's bill is worse than current law. It would, he says that he would save state laws relating to a liability. If you actually read the language, it would carve out from state law payment in whole or part for an item or a service under a group health plan, and force a court to deem any such dispute not delivery of care under state law. In other words, it would preclude the laws that so many states like Texas and California and Georgia and those states have passed trying to help patients. So that what we're dealing with right now in the House is that a lot of members are actually starting to read the language of the bills, and they're finding, as did Professor Sarah Rosenbaum in looking at the Fletcher bill, that the language would actually significantly restrict remedies that are currently available under state law. And so I don't know too many, I don't think the administration is having much effect in changing people's votes, because people who have voted for patients' rights in the past, they don't want to vote for something that's worse than the current situation now.
Congressman Fletcher, how about a compromise?
You know, we would be willing to reach a compromise. And actually, what we've done is we've brought them quite a ways. I disagree totally with what Mr. Gansky has just said, and certainly have respect for him. As a family physician, we've worked this bill we've put together. It'll supersede state law much less than their bill does. We provide excellent patient protections. And what I'm concerned about, and I think the majority of the American people are, first off, they're very concerned about the health care they get through their job. Their bill has a flagrant disregard for the uninsured. We have 43 million uninsured. There's going to be, depending on what estimates you look at, certainly millions more that will be without insurance, and that will have a very bad effect on folks' ability to take care of their families. They'll have to choose between, are they going to be able to provide the health care or put the food on the table? And who does it affect most? The most vulnerable in our society, low-income and minorities.
Has the White House given any ground? Congressman Charlie Norwood of Georgia says the compromising on this issue has been done by members of Congress.
Well, Bob, let me just say that when this debate went through the Senate, there was quite a bit of compromise done. A number of amendments passed, 96-4, 98-0, that protect employers from a liability. Those are all incorporated into the Gansky-Dingell bill. But, you know, to get back to the Fletcher bill, he defines in his bill ordinary care. This is the standard under which a person could get care from this independent panel, or for that matter, make it enforceable. He defines ordinary care as what an individual acting in a like capacity would do. In other words, the health plan would only be judged by their own current conduct that harms patients.
Let me, Bob, jump in here just a minute. We have the highest standards on our external review of any. We want to raise the standards of the quality of health care in America. That's the reason we tie our liability around this panel of expert physicians. They have to be practicing physicians. There's an individual, a doctor and a lawyer by the name of Troy Brennan, who has looked at both the bills, prefers ours tremendously. He is probably the nation's leading expert on liability versus quality of care. I mean, he's spent his life on that issue and has shown in many studies that excessive frivolous lawsuits and liability, like as in Dr. Gansky's bill there, is going to increase the number of uninsured. It will not improve the quality of care. And actually, we as physicians for years have argued about this excessive liability where they haven't compromised at all, and what it will do to what we call defensive medicine, which is bad medicine, overutilization, and actually harm patients.
Congressman Gansky, is it your side that's holding out for all or nothing?
Bob, you know, I'm a physician also, and I've made a promise to some of the victims from the HMOs that we wouldn't stop before we get some protections for them. You know, this whole thing about an explosion of lawsuits is just not the way the world has worked. We wrote our bill based on Texas law. And there have only, in the last 4 or 5 years, there have only been a handful of lawsuits in Texas because they have an external review to solve those disputes before there's an injury, and that's what's in our bill. And so, just like the debate down in Texas when they were debating their bill, the HMO said, oh, the sky will fall, costs will skyrocket, there'll be an explosion of lawsuits. But, you know, none of that has happened. Prices haven't gone up any higher in Texas than anywhere else. In fact, the number of uninsured has gone down in Texas.
Well, Frank, you know that in Texas, they have tort reform. And so you're comparing apples to oranges, and yet you and the group of folks there that are tied to the trial lawyers refuse to allow us to put any tort reform in this bill, even though that's what you keep saying about Texas. And when that amendment of Texas law was offered in the Senate, your friends Kennedy and Edwards, they voted it down immediately.
Gentlemen,
our bill allows Texas law to function. It'll, you know, there's tort reform that occurred in 40-some states around the country. Our bill simply says that that's what will be used in that particular situation. We don't take away states' rights.
Consider this. If you don't compromise, you might be helping the Democrats create a good campaign issue.
You know what this is about? This is about, after 5 years of hearing thousands of stories of people who have lost their hands or their feet or their lives, trying to get something done to help people prevent that from happening.
It's been a tough battle,
and I'll tell you what, when I started this battle back in 1995, I've had to battle the leadership on this every single step of the way. And it's a battle now to get this to the floor. The speaker said that he would bring this bill to the floor last week. Then it was going to be this week. Now it may not even be next week, and we may be looking at September, and HMOs are making thousands of decisions every day that are affecting people's lives. I say, let's bring these bills to the floor. Let's have a debate, have amendments. Let's get this thing done. The Speaker of the House should not be putting this in his pocket and vetoing this without a debate on the floor.
Congressman, thank you very much. Congressman Greg Gansky, a Republican from Iowa. Congressman Ernie Fletcher, a Republican from Kentucky.